Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So I swear I had this all set up before the JJ news came out. But I am going to dedicate this one to J.J. McCarthy, who is out for the season with a torn meniscus. So this one, we're going to go through injuries in the league, injuries that happened in preseason and training camp, and those that are coming back from injuries from last year. We're going to talk about the level of concern for the player and the team. Let's go through first. Hollywood Brown, dislocated collarbone, out 4 to 6 weeks. Injury concern level for him and then the team by missing him.
It's high for both. He's a frail player. That's number one. You're missing the most important part of the year to acclimate to a new offense. And for the team, they're desperate for a number one wideout. Rashee Rice has a murky future going on. They have a rookie in Xavier Worthy who weighs 5 pounds. They need weapons. My concern, what are we doing? 1 to 10 or what do you want?
Let's do 1 to 5.
1 to 5? 4.
For Hollywood, I think that 5 being that it's really
a concern.
I would say 5 for him because he needs to be there. He needs to get acclimated to the team. As far as the team goes, I would say a 2. This team won a Super Bowl last year. Name their wide receivers. Exactly. So you added Xavier Worthy. I think they'll find a way. You still have Kelsey, so I'm going to put it a 2 for the Chiefs.
Let's go down the road to Allen Park. Talk about Jahmyr Gibbs' hamstring injury. Now, Dan Campbell did speak today. And he believes that if it was a week 1 matchup this weekend, he would be available. So level of concern.
I'm a 1. I think it's all precautionary. I think they're insulated. They have another back. They have a great offensive line. They could pick somebody off the street and they'd be okay. So I'm a 1 because 0 is not an option.
I'm going to go with 3 for both. The reason being because the hamstring could just get re-injured at any time and it will always be inconvenience. You don't know. I'm going to go with 3 for the Lions because, as Mike said, you could get another running back, but I think another running back would kind of be like what David Montgomery does. I don't think you could find somebody like Jahmyr Gibbs. He's special. He does a lot of things coming out the backfield and catching passes. They're rare. So for the Lions to just find another person like him would be difficult. So I'm going to go for a 3 for both. That hamstring, man, that's going to be the most watched hamstring in this city, David, for the entire season.
Let's move over to the west side of the country. Let's talk about Justin Herbert dealing with a plantar fasciitis in his right foot. He was in a walking boot. They expect him to return to practicing in 2 weeks. Level of concern for that?
3. It's a tough injury, and it usually takes a long, long time to go away. It takes a lot of rehab, a lot of work. It can come up and bite you. I'm just more concerned for Herbert year 1 of a totally new offense, a totally new mindset.
acclimation.
Missing that time.
Yeah, so I would say a 3 for both team and player.
I would say if you're smart, this could end up being a 2, but I'm going to go with a 3 because this is an injury. Man, if you don't rest it properly and you rush, you can't rush this back. It's better for him to miss the first 3-4 games of the year because he could be there for the playoffs. But if you rush him back, David, he's done. It's going to it would be a bad thing. And you're going to learn a new offense, as Mike just said. 3, both teams. Unless you're stupid, and then you could push it up to a 4 or 5.
Two more players on the West Coast there. Puka Nacua, who is dealing with a knee injury. I think it's a bursa sac-ish injury or something in that knee. And then Christian McCaffrey with a calf injury.
I mean, they're both concerning. The calf is just a tricky muscle. It's a lot like Herbert dealing with the plantar fasciitis. Calf strains, I don't know the severity. They can just be back like that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds, it's like the hamstring. Yeah. And now I would put for McCaffrey, I would put for both teams, you're probably looking at about a 3 or a 4 because the problem is he suffered from this calf injury at the end of the season. So they held him out of practices going into the Super Bowl. Now you would think that, okay, you had all of that rest. Apparently it's done nothing, so it's not going anywhere. So that's why I would put that at a 4. And I don't think that, kind of like Jahmyr Gibbs, you can't just replace a Christian McCaffrey.
Well, then let's start there with players that are returning from injury from last year. Can they return to form? And let's start with, we talked about calf injuries with Christian McCaffrey. Let's start with Joe Burrow, who dealt with a calf last year, but was out for the rest of the season because of a wrist injury.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't have any concerns there. That'd be
was it his throwing arm, the wrist?
Yeah, remember when he threw the ball and his hand exploded?
Okay.
He dropped to the ground like he got hit by a bomb. I think he's fine. This is 0, 1, whatever the lowest grade I can give is.
Yeah, I would say the same. He's had a year to heal up. I don't think it's going to be a lingering thing. So, 1.
Two quarterbacks that are older coming off the same injury. That is Kirk Cousins, and that is Aaron Rodgers. Both 3, Achilles.
3 for both. You're over the age of 30. In Rodgers' case, you're 40, and you blow an Achilles. I got to see it. I got to see what you look like. I got to see how much. Now, again, neither guy at this stage of their life is very mobile.
Right.
But I got to see it. It's a 3 for me. That's a major injury.
I'm going to go a 4 for both because with an Achilles injury, I've never had one, but talking to people who have, the biggest factor is the trust factor. Can you trust planting that foot and not thinking that it's going to pop? Or did you really overwork healing that Achilles and you end up popping the other Achilles because you overworked it? So I'm going to go a 4. Neither are mobile, as Mike said, but coming back from something like that, I don't think you just immediately come back from that. And it's going to be a lot of pressure on both quarterbacks to really solidify that job. The Jets, because, well, they're the Jets. And for Cousins, they drafted a quarterback high in the draft who's your replacement if you fail.
TJ Hockenson went down with a torn ACL and an MCL late in the year in Week 16 against the Lions. Could end up on the PUP to start the year. Can he return to form? For the Vikings.
Can. Just probably not going to be until the middle of the year.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's middle of the road for me. It's 3.
Yeah, I would. He can, David. This really, I mean, especially now with the JJ news, if you're Minnesota, you got to have that come to Jesus meeting with yourself. How good do we expect to be? I know we paid Jefferson. He's on the team. We don't want him being disgruntled. But do we have the quarterback? Because if we don't have the quarterback, and you know, quietly, not in front of the media, guys, we're not going to win this division. We're not going to do a lot of stuff. Let's not rush him back. Let's really plan for next season. This is, again, if you're smart, it could be a 2.
And then let's close it out with this because this player had a gruesome injury. They have suspect quarterback play. They have a really great defense. It is Nick Chubb. Surgically repaired meniscus, ACL, and MCL, who can also end up on the PUP and miss portion of the beginning of the season.
It's also the second catastrophic injury he had. Don't forget at Georgia where his leg got bent the wrong way. It's a 5 to me. He's already back with a lot of miles. I love him. He's an awesome running back. But, man, I just got to see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, dude, that's the second time your leg got put into a candy cane.
I got it at a 4, but I think the next time he gets injured, that's going to be the end of his career. But he, I think he can make it back, David. I don't know if he'll have the same speed, the same burst that he had before. But, yeah, I will go with a 4. And you know, for the Browns, yeah, this is probably going to be a 4 as well because he's another one of those backs that he's not easy to replace. You could find somebody to run the ball, but you're not going to get the same productivity.
And that is the injury in football today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.